Crosstalk Season 1, Episode 7. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Crosstalk. I am your host, Jason Sism, and this is where faith becomes life by equipping you for success in your families, ministries, and life. That's right, my friends. This is where you come to get the tools you need to transform lives for the kingdom of God and reach your communities for Christ. This is where you can come to get a refreshing drink of water and draw near to the heart of God. Well, welcome to Crosstalk. I'm so glad that you're here. This is going to be a very, very fun episode. And I'm really, really excited about this one because we have a lot of changes in store for this podcast. And you probably have already noticed some of these changes. One, the music is different. And I changed the music, and some of you are going to be like, oh, I really like that Chris Tomlin song. And I have to admit, it's probably one of my most favorite Chris Tomlin songs. And I actually remember the moment I heard it. I was at a conference for Harvest Network International in October last year. And this conference played this song. It was kind of the theme song for the week, and it was so much fun. I loved it. I really came to enjoy it. And so then our men's retreat in the very next month, in November at Life Church, I decided, well, I like the song so much, why not just play the song and see what happens? The guys loved it. It was one of those songs that just drew them into the presence of God. And so when I got the idea at the end of last year to start this podcast, I really began thinking, well, what song could I do as the theme song for Crosstalk? And At the Cross by Chris Tomlin was the first song that actually came to my mind. And I downloaded the song, listened to it, fell in love with it again, and then I cut it apart and turned it into my podcast song. Well, the more I began to understand what fair use law is, and I'm not a lawyer, and you'll have to go to Wikipedia and look up fair use law. You'll see it in the show notes down below. But as I began to understand what fair use law is, and I should have known this when I started the podcast, but I figured, well, it's just 30 seconds or so, it should be fine. Well, what I learned is it doesn't give me permission to use it as a show intro. It doesn't give me permission to use it anything other than educational, where maybe I play a clip of it and then I discuss it on this show. And so that is one of the main reasons why I changed out the song. So I took a long week or so and tried to find a new song that I really believe would resonate with the message that Crosstalk has. And I wanted the same kind of nice acoustic-driven sound, and where it wasn't too heavy, it was light, it was crisp, and it really reflected, I think, what this podcast is all about. And that's really about equipping you with tools so that you can transform lives to reach your communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's really where my heart is. My heart is not so much to make a name for myself, and I really don't ever want to do that, because everything I do, I want to make sure that I am doing everything that I can for the glory of God. That's right. I want to make sure that everything I do reflects who God is. And so this brings me to kind of one of the things I wanted to talk about today is really this podcast in general and what it can offer you. But also, I need your help. I want to know how I'm doing. And so I want you at the bottom of this, there's going to be a contact form where you can email me directly with questions. Because when I get to my 13th episode, I actually want to take time to answer your questions of anything that I've talked about over the course of season one. And I know we're only about halfway through season one, and I'll be mentioning this every episode until the 12th episode, and then on the 13th episode, we're going to have a Q&A where I will take the time to answer your questions to help you be better leaders and help you do better at what you do. So take the time and write down some questions. Send them over to me. I would love to know, one, your thoughts of this show. So tell me a little bit about how this show has blessed you. But also, I want to know how this show is causing questions to rise in your mind, or even the blog in general. If you have general questions about my blog, I encourage you to also write those down and email them to me. That way, I can cover as much as I can on the 13th episode before we take another break and gear up for season 2. And season 2 is going to be awesome. I am so excited about season 2. And I know we're only halfway through season 1. This is the 7th episode, which means we only have 6 more episodes to go before we're on a break again. And season 2, we're going to do some different things. I'm going to do some interviews with people, and I'm really excited about doing some interviewing. I'm going to interview some different pastors and leaders and kind of get their thoughts and get their understanding of where they believe that God is taking them as a church and how what they're doing can actually help you. So that's some of the things I want to do in season 2. And if you have any ideas regarding what you would like to see, I would very, very much like to hear your thoughts on that. So, again, I'm so excited about this podcast, and people that I've talked to who have actually listened to it have enjoyed it. And the funny thing is, it's taken me a little while to actually get the proper sound that I wanted for this. The first episode was pretty rough. I used the microphone on my computer. Oh my gosh, that was just awful. And someday I would like to re-record that, but maybe it's a good idea to leave it as it is, because then you can see where I've come as a podcast producer. And and if anybody ever wants to know what I'm using for equipment, please send me an email. And I can let you know what I'm using for equipment to record these podcasts. Today is going to be a little bit different. We're going to have a little bit of a different show. I'm not going to so much be diving into scripture. I'm not going to really be giving much of a teaching or a sermon today. But really, I want to talk about something that is really near and dear to my heart. And that is the topic of branding. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, this is not what I signed up for. Well, the funny thing is, when it comes to being a leader of a church, when it comes to being a business leader or somebody who has their own blog or podcast like myself, or maybe you have a ministerial association, or maybe you just have a parachurch ministry. Branding is probably one of the last things most people actually think about. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen people say, "Hey, look at the logo I've designed." And they either hand drew it, or they have used one of those free web services that you can add your own little glyph and you can tidy it up with some text and slap it on an envelope or a letterhead and call it a day. And you have not spent more than maybe $2-3, or sometimes even those services are free. And my goodness, these logos that I have seen are pretty rough. They're not very good logos at all. And I'm not sure if you understand how I truly feel about it. One of the other logos that I really hate are people logos. Logos that have little swooshy people on them. Swooshy people are logos of yesteryear. That is something I really don't like at all. And I can't stand them. It's just rough. I I don't like them at all. What are some of the other logos I like? Oh, logos that have just swooshes in them in general, or where they're really busy. I was doing a logo for one church, and they wanted all of this busyness. They wanted a tree growing out of the words, and they wanted the roots going through the letters and then down underneath, and like, you know, the tree of life is growing into the letters. And I'm like, my gosh, man, that is a really bad idea, because that is way too busy and nobody's going to even see the name of your church in it. And I cringed when they said, could you do this for me? Well, me being the good graphic artist that I am, I gave them something way more simple, and they ended up going with a cheap looking logo to begin with, and I never got paid for it. So that was really kind of a bummer. So I, as a graphic designer, I had to change how I do things. I had to actually start asking people for 50% down, whenever they've asked me to design a logo for them. And that way it was just to protect myself. And, you know, so if you're a pastor or a leader or a parachurch minister, a blogger, and you're looking for a logo, I can certainly help you out with that. Just send me a message. Go to my contact page on jbsism.com. Go to the contact page there and send me a message. Ask me what my rates are. And my rates are dependent upon your ministry, dependent upon your organization. And really, I give a discount to ministers and churches, especially churches, because I have such a huge passion in my heart for churches. So if you are a pastor or a minister and you want a new logo, please see me. Well, what is branding? Branding is something that a lot of people really don't they really don't think about. They don't put a lot of time or effort into it. And branding is more than just a logo. And one, I want to talk about the logo, because a logo really represents, it's a person's first introduction to who you are and what your message is. One organization I designed a logo for, Harvest Network International, you can go to their website. You can see my work there, harvestnetworkintl.org. And I designed the logo for Harvest Network International. And this logo is really, really simple. It's just Harvest, a little bling of a logo or a little brand mark, and then Network. And so the brand mark is actually embedded between Harvest and Network. And I really like that. But the brand mark I created had three colors. It had brown, it had green, and it had gold. You know, so really it talked about seed time and harvest. And so that was really one of the things I wanted to touch on. And I also wanted to invoke the idea of networking. So it kind of looks like, and I know I said earlier, didn't like swooshes, so bear with me on this. This is one of the few swooshy logos that I've actually designed that actually work really well. But what it is it shows networking dots. So a dot, and then it shows a little swoosh connecting to another dot. And it kind of looks like the inside of the Trinity symbol. If you've ever seen the Trinity symbol, look at the very, very center. It kind of looks like a rounded triangle. And that was kind of the look I wanted to go for. I wanted to invoke the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, where God is really the center of this organization. But I also wanted to take it to a whole nother level and really show what networking looked like. So when you see the logo, you'll actually see the idea that, yeah, it shows networking, it showed seed, time, and harvest through the colors, and it really invokes the idea of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So I've had the privilege of doing another logo. I'm really, really proud of this logo. This was for a church plant in St. Francis, Minnesota. St. Francis, Minnesota. Called the Bridge Church. My good friend, Pastor Chris Vincent. So, Chris, if you are listening to this, this is a shout out to all of you at Bridge Church. And I designed his logo as well. It's called the Bridge, and I have the cross of Jesus arching over the words as a bridge. It was really, really cool. You can go to SF, S as in Sam, F as in Frank, or St. Francis, I should say, sfbridge.org, and you can see the beautiful logo there. Another great logo I designed, and I know this is kind of a pitch for some of the work that I do, but another church plant in Princeton, Minnesota, my good friend, Pastor Dennis Calhoun, and I designed his logo. I actually helped their church rebrand and relaunch as a new church, and they were actually an existing church that was really hurting when Dennis and his wife Dana took over. So guys, this is a shout out to all of you Souls Church people. And so they rebranded their name as Souls Church. And so you can see the logo. I really like this logo too. I secretly want to steal it for Life Church. But I'm not going to do that to you guys because I want every church to have their own unique logo. Anyway, but this logo is really, really simple. It's a stacked logo design. I really, really like it. So go to soulschurch.org and you can take a look at that logo. And really when it comes to logos, I'm really a fan of making sure that it stays simple. It's clean. You use clean fonts. You use simple fonts. Don't get all fancy with your cursive fonts. I want a font that's simple and easy to read. But really, I want a branding mark, a mark that I can use separate away from the rest of the words of the logo, and I can just use this branding mark to show my organization. At Life Church, I can't tell you how many times I've seen people walk by, drive by, and come in, and they say, "Oh, I knew I had to check out the Leaf Church." So, EP Life, Eden Prairie, Minnesota, is where Life Church is, eplife.org, and you can see the logo there. I've updated the logo since we first designed it, so if you drive by, the logo actually looks slightly different because I've redesigned it, and we haven't put new banners or signs out front yet. The goal was to invoke a brand within the community. And so whenever people drove by or drive by, I should say, Life Church, they only know us as the Leaf Church. So whenever they see that leaf, whether it's in the newspaper, whether it's in a little, you know, those places you write checks on at Cub Foods, little stands, we've put banners and ads in there before. We put ads in the malls before, and whenever people see the leaf, they know that this is Life Church. And really, that is the idea of a graphic representing your organization, and that is not the full content and the full mark of branding, but it really begins to drive home the point that this is who you are. So whatever church you are, I encourage you to get a good professional logo. Don't be chintzy and cheap when it comes to the logo. Spend some money on it. I know for a logo, my average cost is about $300 for one logo. And that is all you get, my friends. You only get the logo for $300. Now, if you're a church, I give you a discount on that. And you will have to email me for what that discount is. I'm not going to tell you what it is over the air here in the studio, but I want you to email me and talk to me because I want to get a feeling for what you're looking for. So, again, you can go to jbsism.com/contact, and there you can send me a private message, and I will respond. That is actually the best way to get a hold of me is using my contact page. It's jbsism/contact, so jbsism.com/contact. And I really strongly recommend spending money, and I know I said that just a moment ago, on a logo. You can use crowdsourcing material to do this. A great place you can go to. Now, I've not personally used them for any of my stuff because I'm a graphic artist, so I do most of my stuff in-house. However, same thing with Life Church. I do all of the stuff for Life Church in-house. But if you're looking for something, maybe you're not, you know, maybe $300 is a little much for you, and maybe you only have about $100 to $150. Try out a crowdsourcing place called 99designs.com. So that's 99designs.com, 99designs.com. And they actually do some really, really great graphic art work. I can't think of any websites off the top of my head that have used their stuff, but I do know that they are really good. They're reasonably priced. So if you're looking for an inexpensive way to get a logo for your church, ministry, or website, they really are the place to go. If you got a book you're ready to have designed, they can help you with that as well. I think they also do like web design, and they got all kinds of other crazy things that you can sign up for. But 99designs.com, it's a crowdsourcing place, and you get hundreds. If you fill out the blanks correctly on what you're looking for, and really don't restrict the designer in what they're doing, but let the designer be creative. And that's one thing I try to tell people who I'm working with in churches. You know, I could say, yeah, you know, if you have color ideas in mind, let me know. But really, I try to stay away from, you know, don't tell me how to make the logo. I want to be able to use my creativity and come up with a logo. Because if you restrict me to, well, I only want these fonts and I only want these colors and I'm not willing to negotiate on these, I'm going to have a really, really hard time helping you. And if that's the case, then, well, I'm sorry. You're going to be flat out of luck. There was a church that I was working with, and they started restricting me to, this is what we want in there. This is how we want it to look. And when I gave them exactly what they wanted, they said, well, we're not ready to go forward with it. And so they were out money because they walked away. And that's one thing I do is if you hire me to design for you, you will find that I require 50% down, and it is non-refundable. So if you decide to walk away, well, I am sorry to tell you that you're not going to get your money back. So the purpose of branding, I know I've kind of gotten away from what I'm talking about here, but the purpose of branding is really to let people in the community know what your mission and vision is all about. And so branding is more than just a logo. I think it also extends all the way to your website. And you've probably noticed over the last few months that there's been some changes happening at jbsism.com. You've noticed a new header. You've noticed a new logo. I've decided that it's time to refresh. And one thing with branding and websites is really you want to refresh about every 2 years. Now, it doesn't mean you have to change your logo. It just means you refresh the look and the color scheme and the way things are designed. And so even at Life Church right now, I'm working on a brand new website design. And jbsism.com is actually going to be working on a new website design as well. I've had the same website design. I've just kind of altered the look of it, but I'm really looking to transform it completely. Stay tuned for some new changes coming to my website and blog. But really, you want to think about rebranding and changing up the design, changing up the style and what you're doing every couple of years. And really, branding changes about every 2 years. I used to tell people it was about every 5 years before you needed to really think about changing your website. But the more I've began studying stuff, and one of my favorite guys, Michael Hyatt. Michael, this is a shout out to you. I really like his approach. He says, if you don't change your branding, if you don't change the look of your website and internal designs, whether it's the flyers and pamphlets within your organization, it looks tired. It looks old. It looks worn out. And so that's one thing that I started doing at Life Church is I started changing kind of some of the branding look around. So now everything matches. And I'll get into printed material and how you're to set your building up for branding to maximize and leverage the best benefits that you can. But I want to come back to the issue of websites. Websites are something that everybody goes to. I don't care who you are, you go to a website, and whenever you hear of a new church or hear of a new organization, I think one of the first things that most of us go to is, oh, I got to check their website out. I check out their mobile website first. That's one of the first things I go to because I always have my smartphone in my hand, and I use the Samsung Galaxy Note 3. It's probably one of my most favorite phones I've ever used. It allows me to do all kinds of crazy things. But what I do is I go to their mobile website. And this is one of the reasons why I'm changing Life Church's website, because it is not a very mobile-friendly website. Everything today has to be responsive. And if you don't know what responsive websites are, pick up your iPhone or your Android phone or any kind of smartphone you have and go to my website, jbsism.com. And then once you look at that, I'll just give you our church's website as a good example. Go to eplife.org. And look at the two websites side by side. It's amazing the difference. If you go to my website, jbsism.com, you will see that everything is tight, everything is together, the menu's at the top, it's a push of a button, and you don't have to pinch and zoom anything. Everything is right there at your fingertips. Where's our church's website? And again, I'm working on changing this. It's going to be a couple of months before I roll the new website out for the church. But you can see that it's not very mobile friendly. You push on a menu button and you sort of get the drop down, and then you go to click on something and the menu disappears and you can't click on it. It's really, really frustrating. And I can't stress enough that every website must be responsive. If it is not mobile friendly, people will bounce off your site and never return. And that's the sad reality, especially when it comes to churches. If you have a website that isn't very well organized, and here's the other thing. I believe websites need to be simple. I'm a fan of no drop-down menus. I think they are a waste of time, and I also think they give way too many options. I want to get my guest in, get them the pertinent information that they need right away. If you look at my website, jbsism.com, you see right across the top, you will see a home button. And that way, because not everybody knows to click the logo. So you see a home button, then you see a start here button. And this is where I want the guest to start. Sure, they can read the stuff on my homepage, but I really want them to read the Start Here button and then move to the About page. These two pages, I believe, are the most important pages any website can have, because this tells your guests what it is all about, who you are, what your vision is. And I just love how I've redesigned my website, and I've actually gotten compliments on the fact that it is very, very easy to navigate. And so from a branding standpoint, I believe we need to have a website that is cohesive, it is simple, and it's really easy to navigate. And make sure that you have your logo at the top. This is where the rubber meets the road, because if you don't have your logo, you don't have your branding slogan at the top header of the website, then you are doomed. My website, if you see it, it says JB Sism, and then at the bottom it says, helping you succeed in your family, ministries, and life. That is my branding slogan. I believe everybody needs a branding slogan. At Life Church, you will see the Life Church logo, and then it says simply, love, serve, share. And this is what we are all about. And so if you don't know what your branding is, you don't know what you're supposed to do when it comes to branding yourself, send me an email and I can send you some links. But really, I think this podcast is going to give you what you need to be able to brand yourself and help you elevate to the next level and push you to a new place where guests are going to be wowed. And that's really what it's about. It's especially for churches. It's really about wowing the guests, wowing that first time visitor. So branding, you need a good logo. You need a logo that's going to emphasize who you are. Two is you got to have a good web presence and an easy to know URL, an easy to navigate website that includes your logo, and a simple start here or about page, and maybe you have a new to the church page. Whatever it is, you want to make sure that it's guest friendly and easy for them to find the information that they need. Well, finally, I want to talk about printed material. And this is something I think a lot of organizations really, really skimp on, is the printed material. They will put maybe their branding mark on there, and then they change the font of their logo, and they don't use the proper logo. Or they put their logo, I've seen this, one organization puts their logo on top of a wheat field. I don't think that is very, very effective, because you're now taking away from the logo. The other thing is using a low-res quality logo, and a lot of organizations are really, really bad at this. They will take a logo that they have, and it's only designed for maybe web use, and that's what I really believe JPEGs are for, JPG images. They are for web use only. Do not use them on, I can't stress this enough, don't use a JPEG image on any printed design unless it's like a picture of some people or an environment, because most cameras take in JPEG today. You know, as long as you're using a high-res photo, that's a different story. But really, when it comes to logos, do not use a JPEG. You can use a PNG or a PNG file. Those are really, really effective. But you want to make sure it's a high-res photo. If it's going to go on print, it has to be 300 DPI. If you don't know what that is, go to Google and type in 300 DPI. What is it? And you will have some information there readily available for you. Most designers like myself, when I save a JPEG, it's only about 72 to 150 DPI. So it is for website usage only. It's not going to be good for print. Never, ever use it for print. It's going to look awful. And I can't find any examples off the top of my head right now, but it's rough. It's pretty rough. So if you're going to use printed material and you're going to throw your logo on it, and I can't stress enough to make sure that your logo, address, Facebook, and phone numbers are on every single printed material that you have. If you don't have any way to contact you on any of your literature, then you are failing your guests. If you don't want to put your church's address or phone number down, that's fine. You can get away with that as long as you have your website, your Twitter, and your Facebook, your social media links. And you want to make sure that they can still get a hold of you. They can still find what they need through the website. So on the contact page, you got to have your address and your phone number and your office email so you can do that. So printed material is as much important about branding as your website and your logo. So at Life Church, one of the things that I do, and I know Souls Church does the same thing, everything has the same look. Everything has the same type fonts. They don't get crazy with their type fonts, so everything matches. Everything has the same color scheme. Everything has the same overall design and look. And you can see some of the stuff on their website. Again, that was soulschurch.org. And, it's amazing. I go to a church and I get one of those pre-designed bulletins. Oh, I really don't like those either. I want a bulletin that is branded to my mission. And really I'm also a person that I don't like a whole lot of gobbledygook. And that's the that is the term for the day, gobbledygook. I don't want gobbledygook in my bulletin. I want to look at the bulletin, and I want to see what's in it for me. You know, everybody today is tuned in to the radio station WIFM. What's in it for me? And, I love that people try. I really do. And I'm not trying to be rude about it. But I love that people try. But sometimes it's worth spending the money. And a lot of churches I know, you know, they'll say, oh, I just can't afford to spend the money on a graphic designer. You can't not afford to spend the money on a good graphic designer. Again, 99 Designs is a great place. So if you got somebody to design a bulletin shell for you where your information doesn't change, take it to a printer. A printer we have here in Minneapolis called Minuteman Press. That's who I use. They are fantastic. They actually are quick. I can get stuff to them and have it back in about 2 to 3 business days. They are really, really fast. So Minuteman Press, this is a shout out to you. And Brian, thank you so much for helping us out. You are a fantastic guy. So I appreciate you and everything that you do. So that's my shout out to Brian at Minuteman Press in Eden Prairie off of Shady Oak Road. So if you're in the Eden Prairie area, you can definitely check him out. He is really easy to work with, a really, really nice guy. And he will correct any mistake that his shop makes simply by accident. So really, when it comes to branding, you got to have a good logo. You got to have an easy-to-use website, something that's simple for the guests to use. And then you want to make sure that your printed material is high quality. Don't use Microsoft Word to make your stuff. Use a good quality program. Use Adobe InDesign or even Photoshop. I mean, they're fairly inexpensive programs. You can actually get the entire Adobe suite for about $1,000 at the most if you get their entire package, which includes InDesign, Illustrator, Photoshop, and I think there's one other program that comes with that. You get like four programs for $1,000. That really is a heck of a deal. It's about $250 a program, so they're not terribly expensive, but they do require a commitment when it comes to money. But, you know, really utilize people that you know who are in the graphic design industry. And if you want help, I can definitely point you in the right direction. I'll have some links to some places that I trust in the show notes. And really, I want you to really think hard about what it is that you're trying to say. What is the mission that you're trying to say? When you come to, and I know this is a whole nother podcast or even a blog post, probably better yet a podcast, but when it comes to branding, when it comes to being succinct in what we believe and communicating that to people, we have to do it in a really simplistic way. At jbcism.com, it's really, really simple. Equipping you to succeed in your family ministry and life. And how do I do that? I do that simply by equipping you with tools so that you can transform lives and reach the world. And if you can accomplish those three things, equip, transform, and reach, then I know I've done my job. At Life Church, it's simply love, serve, and share. We love God first, and that's our Sunday morning services. We share Christ wherever we are, and we serve the people around us. Love, serve, and share. And so really, we want to make sure that we communicate the vision and the mission of our church in a really simple, easy to use, three-word process statement. Life Church is love, serve, share. JB Sism is equip, transform, and reach. You know, and so when we think in terms of three words, you will find that you can become a better communicator at what your church believes and what your church stands for. And that's really what it is all about. You know, when I think of these three things, and I think of the fact that everything is about proper branding, making sure that our website is easy to navigate, and also making sure that our printed material is high quality. When we do these things, it's not that it's going to make us any better in our communication, but what it's going to do is allow us to reach those who need Jesus. Because when they see us, they see Christ. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. If you need more information about who I am and what I do, visit me at jbcism.com. But until next time, this has been Crosstalk, and I pray that you have a blessed day.